Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher of Andrew Ziva Gahagon, Bekarav Mamish. And we continue talking about Tiglachos Tahara, the process that a Nazir goes through when he finishes his Nazir's period. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hevi Shalosh Behemas V'loy Peirash. Let's say he brought his three animals. Remember, we have one for Chatas, one for Oil, one for Shlomim. And so he brought these three animals, but he didn't designate this one as the Chatas, that is the Oil, and the other one as the Shlomim. No problem. Haruil Chatas, Tikrav Chatas, La'Oil, Tikrav Oila, L'Shlomim, Tikrav Shlomim. Whichever one is fit for the Chatas, that's the Chatas. Fit for the Oila is for the Oila. Fit for the Shlomim is for the Shlomim. Even though we know that usually by Karbanas, he has to designate it. This is my Oila, this is my Chatas, so on and so forth. By the Karbanas of Naziros, it's not Ma'akev. And that's because each one is a unique animal and there's no way to get them mixed up. The Chatas is a Kivsa, the Oila is a Keves, and the Shlomim is an Ayil. So he has three totally different animals here. It's obvious which one's the Chatas, which one's the Oila, and which one's the Shlomim. Now, after he brings the Karbanas and he shaves his hair, he takes the hair of his Naziros, all this hair that he cut off, and he throws it underneath the pot that the Shlomim's cooking in, into the fire, and it gets burned by the fire. If he took a haircut in the Medina, which is in Yerushalayim, and he didn't end up getting a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash, no problem. He still throws it under the pot that the Shlomim's cooking in. Now, when is it, says the Mishnah? When he's shaving because he was Tahar, meaning it's at the end of his Naziris period. But if he's shaving because he was Tameh, and he's going to end up having to restart his whole Naziris, he does not throw the hair underneath the pot. Whereas Amir Meir says that no, HaKol Mishalchan Tachzadod, in all situations, he throws his hair that was cut underneath the pot, Chutz Min HaTameh Shem Medina Bovad, except if he's shaving because he was Tameh, and he ended up getting a haircut in the Medina in Yerushalayim, and not in the Beis HaMikdash, then he does not throw it in the fire underneath the pot. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, continuing to talk about the process, the Kayin is cooking the Karban Shlomim, or he's cooking it for very long, that's what Shalkan means. What happens now? So it's slightly different than by a usual Shlomim. Whenever regular Karban Shlomim is brought, the Kayin takes two parts of the animal, the Chazeh and the Shaik, the chest and the thigh, and this is taken before it's cooked. However, when we deal with the Nazir, it's slightly different. Not only does the Kayin take the Chazeh and the Shaik, but also, HaKayin Noitel Sazraya B'Shelam in O'ayil, the Kayin takes the cooked Zraya, that's Zraya B'Shela, it's the Zraya, it's the foreleg, which is B'Shela, it's cooked, from the Ayil, which is the Shlomim, and along with this cooked foreleg, he takes V'Chalas Matzah Achas Menasal, one Chalas Matzah from the basket, and V'Rakik Matzah Achas, one Rakik of Matzah. There are two different types of Matzahs that the Nazir had to bring, and of each of these types, he brings 10, so there's a total of 20 Matzahs. The Kohen takes his Zroya, and he takes two Matzahs, V'Naisan Al-Kapi Nazir, and he puts them on the palms of the Nazir, U'Menifan, and he waves them around. Afterwards, the Nazir is finished, he's allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis. However, Reb Shimon says that no, once one of the bloods of the Karbanos was already sprinkled on the Mizbeach, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis, even though he still has a little bit left to the process. Still already at this time, after Zrikas Hadam, he's allowed to drink wine and become Tamei Meis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, continue to discuss the process. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.